Now, the rest of the story. Cindy and Ron Dunlop live in El Mirage, California. They have a house and a pool. One bright October morning just after breakfast, Cindy was relaxing poolside with her 18-month-old daughter and her pet dog, and the phone rang. The nearest extension was on a wall in the garage. Cindy went to answer that phone. She was talking with a friend for only a little while when she heard the splash. Now, this was no reason for concern in itself, because Cruiser, the family's Springer Spaniel, often went for a swim. Nonetheless, Cindy felt uncomfortable about something in that sound, and so she excused herself. She hung up the telephone, and she went out to the pool. And to her horror, it was not the dog that had jumped in. It was year-and-a-half-old Kyla. There was the child thrashing and drifting toward the deep end. Before Cindy reached the pool, the spaniel plunged in after the little girl, but Kyla had only her shorts on, nothing the dog could easily grip in its teeth. Cruiser gently took the child's foot. The dog grasped the child's foot in its teeth and tried to pull her to the edge of the pool that way, but that was useless. Obviously, the spaniel feared hurting the youngster, so much that the little girl's foot kept slipping out of the dog's mouth. Now, you're wondering, where was Mother Cindy all this time? Well, she was frozen with fear is where she was. She was beside the pool, but frozen with fear, not only because her daughter was drowning, but also because she, the only person who could help, could not swim. Nobody else was within earshot, and Cindy Dunlop knew that she could not swim even to save her own daughter. But this is the rest of the story. Somehow, the El Mirage housewife made it into the swimming pool. You ask her about it now, she'll say, I don't know, I just fell in, I guess. But once in the water, and it was water deep enough so that she could easily have drowned, Cindy instead paddled to her baby and brought the baby to the pool's edge, lifted the baby onto the deck, and as it lay there, still and apparently lifeless, Cindy, without taking time to get out of the pool herself, gave CPR to little Kyla, and within moments the child was breathing, and then it let out a small cry. Mother Cindy pulled herself from the water and telephoned for help, and paramedics arrived in a matter of minutes and took the baby to the hospital, and everything checked out fine, and mother and daughter are okay today, even though today Cindy Dunlop still can't swim. The only important thing is that she did when she had to. And then she had clambered out of the pool, and she had crawled 150 feet to the telephone. After toppling into the pool in her wheelchair, she could not use that anymore, so she had to crawl. You see, Cindy Dunlop had been in that wheelchair for a dozen years. Ever since an automobile accident that broke her back. And from the chest down, Cindy was and still is completely paralyzed. Now you know the rest of the story.